Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Hey, what's up, bros? I am Sarper from Turkey. I love to expose my body. I am obsessed with my body and how I look. I did exotic dancing for 7 years, and I liked it. My parents did not like it. So I tried fitness and bodybuilding. My testosterone was measured on a 1.8 scale, 1 to 8 point scale, and I was a 12. So, I met the one girl who in my life, and now she tamed a wild tiger.
Oh!
Okay. I did nothing but laugh at this guy the whole time he was talking. It is also that he looks like a human action figure, like a G.I. Joe. He was like trudging through the streets like,
I like modeling.
These modeling pictures. It reminds me of that one woman. I think they do it to that Whitney Houston cover song of Higher Love. That one woman with this huge fake boobs in New York City barely covering her. And she's like dancing on taxi cabs. And it's just sad.
It feels like he's got on so much makeup that he looks like an android. You know, that kind of look where your skin doesn't look real anymore.
Yes, it's like, but not in a hot way. Not like Jude Law in that robot movie where everyone dies.
Oh, God, he was so hot in that.
Except for Haley Joel Osment at the end is just dead.
Spoiler alert. I just kind of wanted robot Jude Law to fuck me. In a really robotic android way.
I know. Y'all, Jude Law was my, like, he was like my first when I came out as gay. He was my first. He was my, I saw Talented Mr. Ripley and I was done.
Oh.
Oh. So I know has he done things that are problematic? I don't know. I hope not.
They all have.
They all have. All the hot ones have. God.
He's just lost a lot of his hair, but still looks good.
Oh, who cares? Who cares? I don't need that hair. I need that dick.
It's not that great.
No, have you not seen the naked pictures of Jude Law? It's not bad.
No, none of them are like erect, so you don't really know.
I need to see a hard-on.
I need to watch that new Royal Gay rom-com everybody's talking.
How have you not seen it?
You watched it?
Yes. It's cute.
It's cute. Oh, but it made you feel things, and then you turned it off and had to spit out vinegar on your television. Just, ha!
I just spit on the floor, and it goes, it sizzles.
It sizzles?
No,
I would love that for you, that you could spit on the ground, and it sizzles.
Me too. I just burn holes through people. It was cute. It tried to do a lot, and it's hard for a romantic comedy to do that. And it was
what's the name again? So people
Red,
know
White, and Royal Blue. It's on Amazon Prime. It was Matthew Lopez, who wrote The Inheritance, directed it. And he also co-wrote the screenplay. Maybe that's wrong, but it was the guy playing the president's son, Taylor Zachar Perez or whatever. I'm going to say
Austin Schmaustin.
Yeah. He's hot, supposedly gay, out in real life. And he went in the closet after he got the, reasons to be pretty or 10 things I like about your pretty or some other Wait, show that I didn't watch.
Am I talking to Maddie right now? I'm confused. No. Did we switch?
Like, I'm talking about things that I know very little about, which is shows about straight young people in love.
All right. Don't get confused because I've got Miss Covas come to see me. So I got COVID brain. So like I'll get confused.
The summer I turned pretty, which people say is lovely, but everyone's too young for me.
Oh,
to
my
even
God.
Take it seriously.
I did see a billboard for that. And I went, what a stupid name.
I think it's based on a book.
Oh. You know what? I don't think you need a summer to turn pretty. I think if you're listening, you're pretty right now.
Way to pander. Let me tell you this. I will never pander to you that way.
I just want people to feel good.
Well, if I don't think you're pretty, I'm not going to say anything.
Wow.
It's true.
It's true.
I just be quiet, which is hard for me. But I liked it a lot. I don't know why I'm going in. You asked me about it, and now I'm down this road.
Again, my brain's not all here, so I feel like I'm talking to Maddie.
Great.
We're in a,
awesome.
I will say Sarper does seem like also he could be a Star Trek character, like this future. Yeah. But wait, it is this G.I. Joe future.
Universal
future
soldier.
Yes, yes. in Super Troopers.
It does feel like he should have like metal attached to his body and a gun.
Yes.
A gun that's like wired in and like a RoboCop. Drop it.
Yes.
Drop it.
Y'all, this is Toe.
This is Toe. I'll somehow talk about my Red, White, and Royal Blue. I would say watch it. There are some weird theatrical touches that I'm sure Matthew Lopez did that I didn't think worked for film. But it wasn't bad. Oh, the worst thing about it is Uma Thurman as the president. And she is Southern, and she has a drawl, and she says something about your HPV vaccine to her son. I was like, what the fuck is we watching?
God. That's my problem with gay movies, is when we feel like we need to use the moment to educate the audience about
it. Is a little like that. It's not that bad, but they do include condoms. The sex scene is pretty hot, and they do include condoms and lube in the shot.
That's not realistic.
The condoms?
Yes, it's not realistic. But I hope they got a sponsorship from like Trojan or I don't know.
But it was cute. It was cute. It ended weird. I had problems with the kind of the way the movie wrapped up. I don't think they... people who read the book, of course, said, oh my God, the book was so much better. You can't ever fight the book trolls, y'all. Just stop trying. Although I'm a book troll too, so
let you get there. I'll watch it. I don't know. You know, I don't really believe in love right now, so maybe I'll watch it. All right, let's season five.
Let's
episode
get into
9.
Toe.
Sarper in the city.
We Sarper in the city. We needed to talk about this because this episode was such a downer.
And I'm going to do a Big Brother corner after our Shekinah and Sarper.
We are, y'all. If you hear me, I do have COVID. So I, if you hear me cough.
I don't.
Yet.
Yet.
You possibly infected me on Saturday.
I probably.
Irresponsible.
I probably did. I hope you just got it done for you. Unless you die, then I'll
feel
bad. Stop
thinking that way. That's not the way we think about COVID.
No, it's not. So y'all do wear your mask. I would say do, you know, my mother said, what? I thought we were done with it. And I went, this is why you're watching the wrong news channels,
she
mother.
Watches. COVID's over.
COVID's
said.
Over. It's not. So wear your mask. It's you know, it's anyway. It's just it is. Hospitals are flooded. So just think about wearing
Start
your mask.
Start taking precautions. Protect yourself and protect the ones you love. And if you have COVID, be considerate to those of you think you may have COVID. Maybe put a mask on, not just to protect you, but for everybody else around you.
It's hard. Like you and I both, we were going to shows in New York and like we just got out of the habit. And like one show I wore my mask and you're like, I forgot mine. And then I went to another show and I forgot my mask. We just got out of that habit. So just try to remember that habit because that's to protect yourself and others. But I will be using some cough drops and things like that in the show for this week. So sorry for y'all with misophonioma or whatever it's called.
Misophonia.
That. I'm sorry. I know it's going to bother you.
It's not mesothelioma.
I don't know what it is.
That's mesothelioma that my uncle died of, and so it always kind of hurts when you talk about it like it's lighthearted.
It doesn't hurt you. Don't even act. You weren't close to that uncle.
How dare you? You don't know?
What was his middle name?
He was named after my grandmother.
So what was his middle name?
I don't want to say my grandmother's name on the air.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
I'm not like you. I don't drag all my personal life and history onto the pod.
Yeah, it's like a sissy on the Facebook group said, remember when Jake said he didn't want to talk about his sex life?
Yeah, that lasted for like, that lasted for like 3 weeks. But that's okay. Most of those are anonymous. I didn't know who they were either.
That's true. speaking of sound, everybody, kudos to our intern, Frank, who is just, he messaged me this morning and he said, I'm so unhappy that people don't like the, like he is, we are working on this sound thing and bless his heart. He's working with, he sets up the mics and we say, okay, now can you do the mic for when Poodle launches a giant slingshot across the room and it explodes, or when Maddie has one of those fart whoopee cushions that he sits like we're throwing so much shit at him, and so we know it's right now.
Just please bear with us when we're trying to make adjustments with audio. Change is hard for everybody. And we're trying to find something that's going to work for us and make our processes sound better and also streamline things.
Streamline,
so
really,
I would say when something doesn't sound good, it is great if you kindly tell us, hey, the sound was off. Don't really love that. Things that aren't helpful are like, oh, this sound is terrible. Y'all need to do better.
Did someone write that?
Some of the gist. Was some of that.
That's
we're working on this,
and we're spending a lot of money actually on equipment we're trying to make this better for y'all. Our goal is like we want someone who's on a subway in New York City. They're not having to adjust the volume. Everything is seamless.
Right.
And we're trying to make this sound as professional as possible. So we're working on it.
And if there is a problem,
be kind.
You don't even have to be kind. Just be unemotional.
Yeah, just say, hey, the sound was off. I heard this sound. Maddie sounded like this. Jake sounded like this. Those are actually good, helpful examples for us.
Yeah, but there's something that comes with judgment, and if our intern ever has to read those, he's not a hard-ass bitch like we are.
Yeah, he's not not used to it.
He's you know, my soul's been gone for a very long time.
Oh,
Not sure I ever really had one.
And mine left me last year. So, yeah, we give a fuck. We give a fuck. But Frank thankfully gives all the fucks, and that's why we're doing this.
But bear with us. Wonderful. We're working on an audio transition right now. We hope to have something that is just as spectacular with better equipment and will make us sound. We're working for especially some stuff that happens in stereo, and that's the transition we're working on. So when as audio becomes as that you listen to becomes more and more elaborate, we have to change. So
yes, imagine in 3 years you can listen to us on your fancy Apple headphones or whatever. It'll be like space. We'll call it geishal audio, where it sounds like poodles in different part of the rooms trying to flirt with your husband.
La 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 la.
you're gonna say poodle, get off, Sean. You're gonna think poodle is right in the room.
Never catch me. Also, we are, this is something we're working on. If you, one other thing about Reality Gaze Plus, if you are looking to, especially Patreon, if you're a Patreon person, we're working on an integration into Spotify now.
Yeah. So you'll hopefully be able to listen. Yeah. I want to email about that this week since I got time and I can't go anywhere.
But that's something we are working on. We will have more info for you. And when that is available to you, it is just a little bit of a process and things that we have to do on our end. So thank you everyone for your patience.
Who knew it? We're having to work on the back
Thanks
end.
Thanks in advance, TIA. Is that bitch in your office, right?
What's TIA? Thanks in advance?
Thanks in advance.
Oh, wow.
You haven't been in the office in a while.
I haven't. No, no one writes TIA.
Oh. That's assholes.
That's gross.
I think we're ready to start. Oh,
one more.
September Fully Loaded.
This is September Fully Loaded. Y'all know if
fully
we're in it.
Loaded.
I can't believe Platteville comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Tonight, y'all. Because I have COVID, we are not going to be doing a classless episode this week because
we can't be together.
We can't be together to
do a watch along.
To do the watch along. And honestly, y'all have with Selling the OC, with After the Altar, and with The Last Resort that I did with Kim from 90 Day Cray Cray, we're going to be, that episode's dropping at midnight on Tuesday after the fourth episode of Last Resort comes out. We're covering episodes 1 through 4. Y'all got plenty this week.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we would do it if we were, we could be together, but we're not. So just letting you know. Okay, that's it.
Selling the OC coming out. All episodes available midnight, September 9th.
Yeah, y'all getting...
It's so good.
It's very good. I've enjoyed it.
We're like around episode 5 right now, and it is quite juicy. We forgot, you mentioned this, it's just pettier than Selling Sunset.
We can't give spoilers away, but
no,
I'm just going to say...
We can't. We're talking in generalities.
Yeah, but when Jarvis turns into an actual dragon, that was my favorite part.
I knew it was in her.
burned half of Newport. All right, let's just jump into Shekinah and Sarper, shall we?
She's meeting with Berto, her ex. Who would have thought he would be older?
Shocker. Y'all, when he showed up, you know what? Y'all know what I did. I yelled at my screen, Poodle, this could have been you.
Berto just got back from, I believe, somewhere in Central America or something, because he's been hotel.
He lives in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. Opening a hotel down there.
Y'all, if someone's opening a hotel in Costa Rica, that
now we
they,
know where the private school tuition comes from.
He rich, y'all. He rich.
And he was her first real relationship, she says. At 23, he was 55.
We did it wrong. We did it. If we would have known. Y'all, if you're young and you're listening to this, marry for money when you're 20s.
Starter marriage.
Do it. Make sure they're old. Make sure they're like 40 or 50. They already have one, maybe two of their babies. Raise good children. Then get
divorced. Threaten you with a prenup, withhold sex.
Get
do whatever you can.
Divorced when you're 35. By then, they don't care.
32, 33.
They're going to want a younger woman by then.
Yep.
And then, or a younger twink if you're and then you're in your mid-30s, which is the best time of your life.
I don't know for some women. But I would say give it 5 years. Marry early, divorce at 28, 29.
God.
Yeah.
Stop watching fucking Disney movies.
So they dated for 4 years. They had a beautiful girl named Sophia. She's 15 now, or Sophie.
Sophie, like my dog.
I wrote down Shekinah's brows in this look.
It's a lot.
They are extended at least a half inch longer than they should be. What kind of look is that?
It honestly...
She's trying to look Middle Eastern.
It's a bit of that. It's a bit of like too many women watching drag queens for makeup tutorials, because that's what a drag queen does, because you're going to extend that out. You're performing. Again, I'm going to say this again. Do not follow drag queens for makeup tutorials unless you're doing drag. Trixie Mattel is amazing. Buy her makeup. Watch her tutorials. Do not do your makeup like that when you're going to go shop at Publix. No.
Or maybe if men are doing makeup tutorials, if they're not doing drag, but drag queens are going to steer you towards a more theatrical makeup than you probably need.
Yes, I'm going to look up. I've got to look up where is.
Anyway, while you're doing that, I'll keep going. But these brows, this was too far. It's too far, and she made herself look a little weird.
Look, if you want, I've already mentioned other people on YouTube. If you want somebody that you like on Instagram or TikTok, I'm a big fan of Trevor Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T. He's this young little twink who does beautiful makeup, and he does really great tutorials. And he still, if you want like a little bit more... Wayne Goss, I love, because it's very natural. But if you want someone that does a little bit more pizzazz for like when you go out with the girls, and which is great, Trevor Barrett is your person. I'm telling you.
Perfect.
It's great.
Drag queens are wonderful.
Wonderful.
You just don't, ladies, you just don't need to look like them.
No.
No. So it's, she basically says, so I've met someone and I'm moving to Turkey, because he's like, oh. She's like, you know, when it's right, you know. And but he's like, but you've thought this way about other men before. And she's like, no, I took all this time to identify toxic traits of men that I date. And all I can think of is I would love to walk through that rogues gallery.
Oh.
Because I guarantee you, she vacillated between two types. Older men who had money, who she really wasn't into physically, fully.
And
young, dumb fuck boys.
Yeah. Escort guys.
There was nothing in between.
Nothing in between.
And Sarper is an older fuck boy. So she, is that growth? Maybe.
Maybe. That's, thank you for looking at the positive. Like, maybe this is better. Maybe.
Anyway.
And so he's like, well, when your mind's made up, he's like, but remember your daughter and make sure you're putting her first.
I am. I'm showing her what a good relationship is.
And I wrote, you're showing her with the man who was an escort. Again, I sound like I'm judging people that are sex workers. And y'all, Sarper hasn't said he's a sex worker, but he does say he was an exotic dancer.
It has been rumored on the internet he was an escort.
Yeah. And so, because he's talked about being a sexual guy and like a, it's mainly about.
And he's not ashamed of it.
It's more about like less that what he does. I'm not saying you need, it's very clear that honestly, for me, this guy cares so much about his appearance. And other than that, he doesn't have his shit together at all.
Yeah.
And he's probably, so that's where I'm like, this is who you're showing your daughter to be with?
Well, I think what she's, she's been doing her own self-work for so long that she's in that magical thinking space of meeting someone online and really not knowing. They've been on vacation. You don't really know the other. Remember, y'all, vacation, that vacation person you're with, that is the absolute best version you're ever going to see.
As Jake Anthony has said, by the third day, we need two credit reports and we need to see a spreadsheet of your expenses.
Yes. Amen.
I don't think, Sarpa, that's how you show your daughter.
That's an adult relationship.
Because she's saying she's at boarding school and she gets off every 5 weeks. She said,
I'll be here.
And because Berto will fly her back. So, and she says to him, she's like, well, I feel like it's a double standard because you've been gone and now it's your turn. Since you're coming back to the States, it's your turn to be there for her.
Which is fair. But it's, I don't understand why we can't have both parents there.
I don't get it.
Like, it's not like tapping in and tapping out like tag team wrestling. You both can be in, you know, you both can be in the town the same time she is. Man,
yeah. Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
I think it's also we're not, maybe I'm not really attuned to boarding school and parenting for boarding school. I would have loved it to be at an all boys school.
Well, I probably would have been made fun of mercilessly. So I probably would have been like Prince Charles when he went to fucking whatever, not Eton, but what did the school he go to?
They all went to Eton, didn't they?
No, he didn't. He wanted to go to Eton.
I know nothing about royals and their schools.
He went to where Prince Philip or where Philip went, which was like a very strict, like very bro masculine physical school.
I don't know. Great.
Anyway,
riveting.
No one cares. Sorry, I just caught up on the queen. So clearly, it's all in
the crown
or the crown. What did I say?
The queen. That's my eighth autobiography. the eighth volume. When I've just taken to wearing caftans and people only refer to me as the queen.
Well, actually, just the queen, and then the subcolon is when I fucked every guy in Britain.
So Sarper is G.I. Joe trudging through the streets on a modeling shoot.
Sarper, give me rugged. Okay, give me poised. Give me you're not a robot, but you're a human in a robot world. Click, click, click.
I guarantee you, this man smells so strongly of cologne. It is revolting. It is so strong. Like, he bathes in it.
I think he's got a big dick, though.
You know?
One of those others that curves up very, very hard.
It could go either way with Turkish men.
I think we'll probably find out.
I have experienced the highs and the lows.
Oh, you've experienced the Turkish delight and the
and the Turkish disappointment.
Disappointments. There we are. Is that what that little boy from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? He's looking for.
Edmund was just looking for his Turkish delight.
Looking for some dick.
Boy, if there was a gay child in that, it was Edmund. Boy, fuck.
He was all too easy to climb.
I identified a little too well.
He climbed in that closet real quick to get to the other side.
He busted out of that wardrobe.
He's like, hey, I got a lion by
me. Here. Where's my Turkish delight? Yikes.
Yikes.
Sorry, when you're reading that to your children, now that's all you're going to be able to think of.
Better than all the Christian allegory.
actually, C.S. Lewis, though, is a thoughtful Christian writer. It is not crazy. It's not crazy like neo-evangelicalism that we experience. So
right,
before you judge him, I would say read a little more.
All right.
I'm not here to evangelize. But a lot of what C.S. Lewis said about Christianity, we wouldn't recognize as what we think of as Christianity today.
Oh, I'm not going to read it, but I appreciate that. I wrote that his hair actually looks plastic because he has so much product on it. Like
the whole look looks fake.
Like he looks like Max Hedren's gay brother. It just, it's just not, and that's an 80s reference from some of you. You don't know what that is. He's walking. He's modeling.
Oh, those goods got the lube.
Oh, God.
That's Max Headroom.
Or it's Hedren. I think it's Hedren. I don't know.
I think you're right. Headroom. Where did I come up with Headroom?
I don't know. So he said he's been modeling for 1 year. Someone just offered. He's like,
natural.
I like to expose my body. I love it.
I love to expose my body.
And he even says, I'm obsessed with how my body looks. And that's where he said he was exotic dancing for 7 years and his parents weren't happy at all. I do kind of love that he fucking claims that. He's like, yeah, I did that for
He's
a long time.
He's not ashamed of it.
Good for you. We're sex positive here. So a few years ago, he did fitness and bodybuilding before, but now he's
a personal trainer for a year.
Yes. For this last year, he's gotten serious about it. So he's working out with his boss and his best friend, Mete.
But he's like, the girl I met, she's coming here to live.
And we met on a matchmaking site. Her photos were very different.
And I went,
No, they weren't.
They were different from any other.
They were heavily edited and photoshopped.
Yes. Yes. They were all taken up way up high.
And filtered.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting much. Maybe a one-night stand.
He looked like a sex bomb.
Sex bomb.
Sex bomb, sex bomb. You're a sex bomb, sex bomb, sex bomb.
When I was in Europe, I remember hearing the techno remix of Tom Jones' Sex Bomb so much.
It was a lot.
And I was like, what is this Eurotrash hell?
A lot of people are into Tom Jones. Really?
It was like a dream.
And then he's like, I saw this softer side in her, and she saw it in me. And then she wanted to see me the next day. But the next day I was with two women, and I was exhausted.
And I thought I was worn out. But I saw her anyway, and the sex was amazing.
This was amazing. I squealed.
I kind of love how he just tells everything. And I think he's going to do. I don't think this guy has a lot. I'm not saying he's dumb. I'm just saying I don't think he has a lot of.
There's not a lot of pretense.
I
have a genuine affection.
I kind of like him.
For this level of candor.
He tells you who he is. I'll be honest. He's a likable guy.
Yeah.
If you don't look too straight at his makeup.
2,500.
Who knows?
That's a pretty high. He's 43. That's a pretty high body count. I don't think I'm near that. Yeah. I'm over 100 for sure. Over 200.
Are you kidding?
What? I don't know. I don't count anymore.
After 500? Y'all, I will say that I have friends that, I'm sure you do too, but like I had a friend who was a go-go dancer. I don't know why, but I have this group of friends, two of them are just, they don't look like this, but their bodies look like they're beautiful. They're, you know, what WeHo West Hollywood got. Mm-hmm. And I did ask one of my friends, I was around him, he was like, 40. I was like, how many guys have you actually have sex with? He's like, I don't know, at least 1,000 or 1,500.
Wow.
And so when you look like that and you're in that life and all that, it's very easy to come by that. I'm not saying that's the way to do, but I'm just saying, I think for people watching, it's going, oh my God, that's so shocking.
Yeah.
I think for guys like him who, I don't think it is.
Yeah. And maybe he just, it seems like he had two women in one day. So there's a lot of two and three baggers. So it's quite easy, I think, if you can get in a couple in a day.
That's true. If you are having sex with one person, every new person every day for a year, that's obviously 364. Yeah. Well, 66 if you're doing it on a leap year.
My record is 4.
In a week?
A day.
Yeah, I think you're over 500. Yeah, I think we can pretty much.
That's not normal, though. Let me say that is an outlier.
That's not Did you eat a lot of mushrooms and like clams that day?
No, and that there were no drugs involved. It was just like, it just happened. Because the first
sure
one didn't,
you didn't
the
eat first like one, a weird herb that just like.
No, the first one didn't take. And so I had to go out and look for more. Okay. And then someone joined us at the second.
Oh, okay.
So and then that one really didn't take.
That one didn't take.
So the last one took.
Good. Fourth. So for Poodle, fourth time's a charm. There you go.
That was a wild night.
I'm not judging. I actually kind of admire it. Like, boy, I bet you had Bambi legs for days.
I would like to say, this is a reminder. Never give up on your dreams.
Never.
If you haven't gotten yours by a couple of times, there is something at the end of the night. There is an end of the rainbow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And as you're washing the lube off of your self, thinking, wow, that was a lot.
We need to
anyway.
So he's telling her that she's coming over. And
now the girl's hits on me. I reject them.
I reject them. He said everything changed after we had that vacation. Like, how do you? He's so happy with her, and he's like, I don't want to live that player life anymore. Players are gone, and so now Meta's like, I don't know how long this will last. And Sarpa says, it's not easy, but I love her. I will do my best. Somehow.
Who knows?
I know that I will. Oh, wow. Look at that hot, hot piece of. Yes, I will be there for her.
I think I'm done with them.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
It's time for Poodle's BB Corner with 100% BB Raw Big Brother Raw action.
That doesn't even bother me now after hearing that story about you fucking four guys in one day. So I'm good. I just want to say this before
a
we
night.
Move. Sure. I just want to say this, but it's not a half day. I want to say this before we move on. What I kind of love, Sarper and Shekinah, you kind of want to hate them for what they look like and how what they trigger in us. I actually like both of them.
I'm fine with them.
Yeah, I think they're going to be funny to watch together.
Yeah, I'm fine with them. Yeah. They don't tweak. I can laugh at her a little bit because I know that woman who lives in Los Angeles. I know her.
And I'm proud for her. She was in a fucking Amish. She's getting hers. She got that rich daddy. Like, she kind of, I wish I was Shekinah.
I've overheard too many women like her talking about, I've identified my toxic traits at Earth Cafe. Of course you love Earth Cafe.
No, I don't, but they want to talk to me.
They love Earth
Cafe. That's all I want to say about that. So, okay, let's go. BB Corner.
BB Corner. Okay.
I'm going to do a cough drop while you're doing this, so hopefully it won't be as
bad. So the thing you need to know about Big Brother this season is the whole twist of having Ceri and Jared be mother and son, and I question if it was a good idea from the beginning. I know that they just kind of want Ceri to have a win. They know people like her, but handing the game to her feels a little wrong. Because the other problem is there are so many fucking dummies in this house. This house is populated with dum-dums.
You would have won.
And, you know, I'm starting to think I may have had a chance. I think everyone is in there is so stupid.
I need you to believe in yourself for Big Brother. I believe in you. All these other sissies believe in you. Please apply.
Ceri is too big of a juggernaut. And there's no way I can go against a black woman in her 50s who everyone thinks of as their mama. It is.
That's hard.
She came in there like that. Mm-hmm. And And she's also the queen of being low-key, kind of right, and a kind of calming presence. The social game is off the charts. She did it in Survivor. She did it in Traitors. It's almost like everyone's got selective memory. And just this week, when someone kind of, when Jag brought up a little bit later, like, hey, what about Ceri? She's got like all kinds of like, she's got loyalty to everybody and it's dangerous. And America said, yeah, what about Ceri? Everybody else who's, she's with everybody else and she's controlling everything in the house. And everyone's like, well, I guess we'll think about that later. These are good ideas. It's okay to have these.
Does the one person who know that that's her kid, is she gone yet?
Oh, she's an idiot. No, she's still there.
Has she told anyone else?
Izzy. No, but pretty much everyone knows because Jared, her son, is such a terrible player. He basically tells everybody or kind of talks about it, and he just won HOH this week, and he's acting like he's like some kind of kingpin now because he's an amazing player. He's still bad. It upsets me because for Ceri and Jared to go to the end, he would share some of the money and really not do a lot. That's what really bothers me. She would literally drag him.
Mm.
So he's a liability for her. So. Everyone else, I just kept writing when I write these. He is so dumb. Everyone is so dumb. And Jared says, I'm related to someone in the house. Oh, who could it be? Oh, there are only two other black people. I wonder who it could be.
Wow.
Just idiots. Cameron was HOH last week. It was a terrible HOH because it's one of these things where you think you have all the power, even though you don't have many people in your alliance, and you decide to just start playing really hard, and everyone's like, you know, cool story, bro. And then it becomes personal against you. So everyone, the problem with this game is a lot of these people are taking, when they're put up for eviction, really personally. And that is the one thing I would not do. I would completely see it strategy, because if you take it personally, that's a whole level of the game that you don't want to go to. You want to be someone's friend always. I've come around to Red, who I thought was a producer.
Oh, wow.
The guy with the beard. Mostly
Yosemite Sam.
He's showing up a little bit. And there's all these, so Cam's HOH is so chaotic, and they nominate Jag and Blue, and I'm like, thank God Blue can go, but there is this power of invincibility that is the thing, and this is the other thing. I feel like they're throwing things in just to fuck with people now. And when they do that with Big Brother, it's just not great. So Matt, the really hot swimmer guy, wins the power of invincibility. Now he is literally Ceri's like little butt boy. He tells her everything. Mm. And it's like, when they get to the end and they become jury members, what is their argument going to be? I was listening to Ceri talk the whole time, and I followed out her orders. She was the person with the idea the whole time. She should be the winner. They're just – it makes no sense to me. I know why they're doing it, because you develop these relationships to people who are like your mom, and she's really good at that. The only people who are half aware of
Matt
what's going
really
on –
Matt is really hot. Sorry, I was looking really at hot. How hot he was while you're talking.
He's the deaf swimmer from LSU. So – He's kind of got barbells for brains, unfortunately.
That means he probably fucks good.
Probably. The only people who kind of have an idea about their game plan is Corey, who is the only one who can, if he chooses right, to dethrone Ceri. Everybody else is a mess. Cameron's going to go soon. So is Red. They're going to get rid of everybody else. Izzy has basically so obsessed with Ceri that all she can do is like, I need more time. I just want to talk to Ceri all the time. And she's up her ass because she's the one who knows. And Izzy, I think Izzy is just playing for second or third place. I don't get it.
You're applying next season.
I am.
You're applying. I'm also going to make you get Botox because not because you need it, because
sometimes I need to look young.
No. It's because you're not good sometimes with the poker face. So we're going to make it so your face doesn't move. And so no one will know what you're thinking.
So the only thing, the best situation for Corey, who is kind of the wild card in here, is for them to evict America, who I've been running hot and cold on. But if she went HOH, it would be so fucking chaotic and I'd love it. Because she's got crazy ideas and they're all afraid of her. And she's kind of good at endurance comps. So if she got evicted, Corey could then be smart about gameplay. He's the only one who's keeping his head above water a little bit. Everybody else is a dum-dum. And anyway, so we're going to see how that works out. Jared puts Cam and Red up. And so we will see. And Red thinks he's being betrayed by Cam now and their Chillers alliance. So it is getting good. I just have a lot of... I'm disappointed there are so many dum-dums and not enough good strategy players, because this is the time. This is the week it needs to be done. And none of them seem to be able to see Ceri for what the threat that she is. It's unreal. It's almost like she's just like hypnotized all of them.
This is a lesson from the universe. Miss Uni is saying to you, don't be like Shekinah Poodle and waste away your 20s when you could have married a 50-year. You apply for next season. This is your chance.
No, I'm glad I wasn't on this season. I would not want to go up against Ceri. In a perfect world, it would be a cakewalk for me to win this show. Because you have to. Because you don't. I would have to make really ugly moves.
Again, I like this plan. You're applying. Y'all, if Poodle's face suddenly becomes frozen and you can't tell, just know.
And if I'm gone
working
for 3 months.
And just know I can't say a word.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
That's my BB corner. I'm thoroughly enjoying watching it, by the way, and Felicia's mic pack fell in the toilet 11 times.
That's hilarious. Those poor sound people. I bet they hear peeing and pooping and shit all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is not the worst cast, but it's not that they're, some of them are really annoying, but wow, they're dumb. These are not good players. These are unfortunately that it makes it. It's not a great season when there's only one or two really good players. We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Maybe Mimi will finally show up and start playing, or America will cause chaos and Corey will finally realize it's not worth him a showmance with her and flying under the radar for so long, because now it's the time to do it. One more week gets by. Nope. That's my two cents about BB.
Let's move on to Kimberly and TJ, just a bucket of fun, this family.
As my mother would say, God, why'd you bother putting on pants, honey? You should just wear shorts. When the knee holes are so big.
Y'all, there are slits all the way up her knees to her mid-thigh in these jeans.
We sound like prudes, But I just get to the point where the just cut them off.
I got to say, I'm still not on a team on this one because I honestly think both of them are terrible to one another in their own ways. It's just coming off. Kimberly's coming off so worse because she's not, you know, TJ, when we first met, TJ was all like, well, this is going to happen. And this is, but I'm not really telling her this. I'll wait till we're married. I don't know if they're ever going to get married because Kimberly is so, acts so like spoiled over here.
It seems like she doesn't want to make any concessions about culturally how she will live. And it hadn't occurred to her that she would not be able to live completely the way she wanted to.
Yes, it does.
And maybe maybe say, yes, ma'am. Maybe he had told her that.
That's a good point. I could see TJ saying, yes, that will be fine, love. That'll be great. That'll be wonderful.
But it's what I would not do if I was her is sit there with the mom and walk out on conversations because you don't disrespect a mother and expect her to immediately forgive you.
And not that mother, y'all. We wonder why these both of these, TJ and his brother, are honestly can just be so hateful to one another.
Mm-hmm.
They learned it from watching you, Mom. Oh, yeah. Dad.
The only bright spot is this, is when she's driving his car and completely dents the car. And he's kind of like,
in the first 5 minutes.
Okay. I thought he was going to freak the fuck out.
But that is Kimberly. She's like, hey, let me just drive in a different country on the side of the road. I can do it. She does have this kind of gross Americanism. Like, I can do anything in the world because I have the right to do it. And honey, no. He has to drive the car.
Yeah. I'm kind of like you. I don't really like either of them. I lean a little towards TJ.
That's where I am. I lean more sympathy, lean towards him. But then he says things and that are super misogynist.
So we are at the venue, the wedding venue that he's planned. And she's telling the wedding planner, I like a very specific kind of pink. Not a hot pink. Not a carnation. My colors are blush and bashful. And she basically says, and my dream wedding would be in a forest with white and ballet pinks.
I'm trying to be better because this is an Indian wedding. They're going to celebrate this way. But she's happy, though. She's happy. She thinks it's going to be pretty.
But what bothers me is when people on this show consistently remind either the audience or their partner what they are giving up.
This is what I'm going to say.
It bothers me.
It bothers me, too. I'm going to say this, too. Kimberly is, y'all, do not get your cards read from Kim, because I don't think she knows how to.
No.
Because cards don't lie, unless we lie to ourselves. And I can't. And I say that because you see now with Kimberly, she doesn't listen to any of her intuitive thoughts. She's like, this is what I want.
Even her spirit guides.
Even her spirit guides, even her fiance, even his brother. Like, all these people, I'm not saying that his brother's doing it right, but one of the reasons why his brother started screaming at her is because at first he tried to talk to her in a normal way, and she's so bullheaded and just like, no.
She snapped
at him. She's not listening to anyone.
And a lot of it comes from, it's her saying
that her mother left her and she's afraid if she listens to anyone, they'll leave her.
That's underlying, of course. Don't forget about that.
Don't forget about that, y'all. She doesn't think her mom liked her.
The worst is when her mother said, doesn't think her mom liked her. It has to do with the fact that she keeps saying, you don't know what I gave up to be here. I gave up my perfect idea for a wedding. I gave up this. I gave up that. When you're coming off as aggrieved, you cannot be vulnerable and you cannot be compromising. You cannot, because you feel aggrieved. You feel like you gave up everything. And that's on you. That is fucking on you.
It is a choice. And mm-hmm. It is like whether you, it's like in any type of, whether you move to a different country, if you are in like an interracial relationship or whatever, even like Christian and Cleo, like he knew the relationship he was getting into was with a trans person. So for him to be like, oh, I don't know what this is like. No, that's on you. You agreed to it. We know sometimes there's going to be challenges and things we agree to, but boy, you are so right. She's just holding that.
She thinks she's been wronged.
Wrong. And so not only does he need to not even does he have to do the bare minimum for her, he has to
make up
more and more and make up for it.
It's a no-win situation. I would be surprised if they got married. If they did, I think it would still be about him making up to her what she left.
Do you think if they got married, do you think she would want him to move to the U.S. or do you think she wants to be in a place where she always feels like someone owes her something?
I think she'd rather move to the U.S. What she wants to do is go in there and run that household as Napoleon.
Yeah.
So everyone tiptoes around her. That's what she wants. I don't know. I think it's a big taboo subject to talk about when they do the other way. Do they just want to get back to the U.S.? But I always feel like that's half of the other way couples.
I do feel like that's happening.
Yeah, and they never mention it because that would tamper with the stakes of the other way. I'm leaving everything.
But are you saying this? You're saying what I'm sacrificing, so then someone feels like they have to do the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a good balance between sacrificing your life in one country for love in another, as long as you feel like it's a two-way street.
I do think for some couples, like I actually think Jenny actually wanted to move to India and have a life there. And now she's seeing it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's the deal. I have more sympathy for Jenny because y'all, Jenny doesn't know how to, she doesn't know how to call Aunt Bing or Uncle Google. Like Jenny doesn't know how to do that kind of stuff. And she's not that type. Kimberly knows better.
Yeah, and she walks in there.
She's not stupid.
In that meeting with her mom, with her jeans, and the mom's like, she couldn't even dress. She couldn't. Mom says, why even wear clothes? It's definitely a mother poodle comment.
I am going to say the mom does seem like a real winner.
Yeah,
she seems pretty horrible.
I think this has been colored by Kimberly's relationship with the brother.
Oh,
I think
that,
y'all,
if TJ is Mufasa, that brother is little Scar, little gay Scar, just saying, mother, did you see what TJ, she's not wearing pants, mother.
The other thing is the brother, Yash, told the mom basically that she made allegations against me. And the mom even says, you know, if anyone hears about this, we all could go to jail. So now Yash has handled this exquisitely of turning his family against her.
She's a little snake, y'all.
She is. She is the biggest snake in the family.
I agree.
And Kimberly and Yash are a lot alike. And
they are.
So, and basically, and then Yash says, she's the one saying, and he blurred this out, I don't like your family. I don't want to live with him. She said that.
She did.
So that's the kind of thing she said. She's like, and this is what I did not want. I did not want someone speaking a different
this
language
is all my
about
fault.
Me.
This is all, I grew up in a toxic household.
And she went and sat on the stairs. And I think I could have more sympathy if this wasn't all of your own making.
Well, again, they're talking about how rude she is, and they're freaking out on her. Maybe they would have had a different reaction if the first time you went into their house, you weren't screaming at your boyfriend about a countertop.
Yeah. Fair!
So,
You know, when we talk about you, oftentimes we choose the patterns that we're used to. She grew up in a toxic family. Guess what?
Guess what?
We're right there. And we are oftentimes surprised by, oh my God, I chose exactly what I grew up in.
Yeah.
A pattern is a hard thing to break.
We don't choose our desires. We choose our patterns, y'all.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've got to say. Next week, it looks like she's leaving.
Looks like it.
We'll see. Vive la say. Let's do Brandon and Mary, or Brandan and Mary, before we do Julio and Kristen.
Brandary! Brandary!
I does nothing for me.
Kim likes it.
Great.
All right. We will say, y'all, there's been an update on them. We should, not really a spoiler alert, but a little bit what's been going on then with the social media. So if you don't want to hear this, fast forward about a minute. But I don't think it ruins anything. Basically, it's just saying that the rumor mill is, and this is actually coming from Statler, who said that they're not going to, that Brandary won't be used in any more 90 Day Fiance because they're going on TikToks and basically, because Brandan thinks of himself as an influencer guest, but they're
sharing.
And
they need money.
Yeah, it's really because we watch
what I want.
They're fucking broke and they're telling all these secrets.
And
it's not secrets,
as Thomas says. And it's not necessarily, it's not that they'll be fired off of this season. I'm sure they'll be at everything.
Yeah.
They just won't be on subsequent iterations. So people have been saying they've been fired. No, they can't really fire
you. They can't
you.
Keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, especially this season.
Also, I don't like to talk about this a lot, but I think this will help us because people keep coming at us. We have heard about the news of Paul. Wherever he
is. He's been found.
He's been found again.
Today he's been found. His mother says he's been found. This is the most Paul story ever. I can't handle the updates.
I don't even know what he's dead. He's not. He's laying in poop water. He's found. All I know is Mary's just sitting there going, God, it's hot. My bangs look wet. God damn, Paul. I just want an iced tea.
Oh, y'all. We knew all this was possible when we saw him run into the jungle.
Yeah.
We knew it was all possible. We knew it was possible when he pushed that thing with that 18 pieces of luggage on it.
We knew it was all. Yeah. Are we surprised by any of it?
No.
Anyway, I think we have a Paul thread in the Sissy Squad.
Yeah,
right?
I think there is
a
one.
Paul is missing. Paul has found thread. So if you're interested in following all that, feel free.
This is not a gossip podcast, so we're not gonna go through it.
Also, I feel like they both, Paul and Karini, they both have mental problems, and they just want the attention.
Yeah, I feel bad for the kids.
Are the kids with Mary
those
still?
Beautiful children.
Are they with somebody else at this point?
They were taken away for a while.
Probably
child
best.
Services.
Probably best. Yeah. Anyway,
Brandon and Mary, they're made up. After, which seems like it happens every episode. Because it does.
They go to our old home. Her brother's fixing it up because they lost everything in a typhoon. It doesn't look great. It doesn't. It looks very, pieced together. But that's why the grandparents are staying. It's just such a shocking difference of, like, their house that they live in now, the one that Brandon's, it's like concrete and looks really like that'll stand up in a fucking storm.
And so it's interesting. Every time he wants to have an adult conversation, she immediately just starts to cry and she can't process. How frustrating being with someone like that. I would run. I'd have to.
I think what he's finding now. I think Brandon in the relationship is used to being the, quote, more damaged one. And now, because he just, he keeps crying and just wants to be loved. Well, then now he's with Mary and he goes, oh, does her crazy trump my crazy?
Yeah,
I think
true.
It does. Because you're right. He's just saying that we need money. Y'all,
to pay the bills.
They have $300.
And she's like, I can make necklaces.
And Brandan's like, well, can we ask your grandpa for a loan? She's like,
we can't
do that.
Absolutely.
They have
not.
No money. They've sacrificed. And that's when she starts crying. And she's like, I don't need to stress him. And Brandan was like, it seems like you're stressing, not your grandpa.
I'm going to say something cynical here.
Shocking.
I know. I think it's that she's too proud to ask for the handout because she's told her grandparents that she has an American fiance. And who's got money and who'll take care of them. And I think she's too afraid to be wrong to her grandparents.
Yeah, I don't think it's about hurting your grandparents. I think it's
not
about her.
It's about her pride, and that's when it gets to this is dangerous.
Because Mary's manipulative. Mary
extremely.
Y'all remember
how
Mary's
she survives.
One, she turned off her internet and went out with friends. I'm going to say this now. If they end up together, Mary will cheat on him.
And she will lie to him about it.
Yeah. 100% she will have an affair.
It won't be with Charlotte, Samantha, and
Gamora.
her three girlfriends.
Girlfriends. Fine with them. Fine with them. But then they get in this kind of gross kind of thing, which I don't think is great, because Mary's like, well, you don't struggle like us in America. She's like, it's very different, true. But Brandon, like, has been homeless. Like, Brandon has gone through a lot of shit. And I don't like that she kind of, like, says, yeah, but you have government support. It's just different here. You don't know. People poop in the river. That is true. But there are places in our country. It's probably way, way worse. I just, even as I'm talking about it, it's just yucky to get in this comparison game of my stuff was harder than yours.
What she's doing is nullifying everything he's trying to say, so he becomes as despondent as she is, because then you can control him more. It's because when they're, I know.
This is why I didn't want to do them last, because they're always just depressing.
They are.
It's riveting to watch. Don't get me wrong. I love watching them. But when you talk about them, it's just, whoa.
Can we talk about...
We wish them the best.
Possibly the worst breakup. The clumsiest breakup I've ever seen.
Oh.
Y'all do better. Don't break up with someone like this. This is no artfulness.
I don't know who you've been talking to.
It's not you, it's me.
I don't know who you've been talking to, but sadly, I know so many girlfriends who have been broken up with guys this way. Guys just not wanting to be the bad guy. I'm fucking sick of men not trying to be the bad guy and shirking responsibility.
That's the worst part of it. And I'm saying, though, he can't even try to act like a human being.
No.
There's no artfulness. There's no I'm trying to help you with this. There's not even an attempt.
No.
And he shows his true douche center here.
I think you're used to maybe gay guys breaking up, but I think a lot of straight guys are this fucking dumb in breakups.
I'm a much better breaker upper.
Well, you've had a lot of practice.
So he's calling her
exes.
And he's like, well, my mom's told me not to leave because she's having a difficult time with my brothers. How convenient. And she needs someone to keep them on a straight, narrow path. What happened when you've been traveling?
This is, well, yeah, I by his reaction, his flippant way about this, I went, you know how we've said, like, I think we've brought up before, like, is it mother, son? We don't have enough info.
Yeah.
I think it's for sure. It's maybe 10% the mother, but 90% of this, it's all Julio.
I think it's enabling.
Because he's traveled the world. You're right.
She's enabling him to break up with her. And he is hoping. He's saying all the right things to get right back in the pattern of the mom saying, don't leave me. I know you'll come back and blah, blah, blah. It's definitely an enmeshed relationship. But... So he calls, and he's like, yeah, it's going to be a little longer. And she's like, what happened to the pinky promise that we made? I'm going to say this right now.
Oh, no.
Pinky promises don't mean shit. They just don't, y'all. You need to trust someone. You can't trust this man.
You don't need to trust someone. You need to sign a contract. That's true. That's what can be.
Even if it's on a cocktail napkin.
I don't care. Like The Marriage Pact, the show that we loved on Roku TV.
Wow. And then she said, well, my mom broke down and said that she needed me there. And this is the worst part. He can't even take one scintilla of responsibility. One.
No, none at all.
I just,
again, it's the, I don't want to be, yeah. he's like, and she's like, I can't do another year. And he's like, well, you can't put a timeline on this.
Oh, done.
And she even says, why are you like smiling when you talk? It's like you don't even care about this.
You know why? He's relieved. Yes. That's why. He's probably been fucking girls at the club.
He said, I'm sad this isn't easy. And she said, you're lying. This is easy for you. And he says, well, how do you know I won't go and cry my eyes out?
Oh, you know what the saddest thing about all of this is? How absolutely garden variety, douchebag, normal, ordinary this guy is. There's nothing special about him at all.
Justice for Kristen.
Kirsten.
That's what I said.
And he's like, well, let's just end it. He keeps saying that. And, wow. I just found, and that's when she's like,
he does finally say, I think he finally, at the end of the call, says, when she's like, you're not sorry, you're acting like a piece of shit. And she says, is there anything you have to say? And he finally says, I think it's best for us to break up.
Which she forces him to do, almost like she's holding a knife to his throat.
Welcome to the world of women dating men in the world.
Ugh.
Especially American men. It's like, y'all, I know I go on and on it, but I get triggered about it because I can, on both hands, I can count all my girlfriends who had to deal with fucking guys who won't do this.
People are going to watch. People are watching this and just throwing their TVs out the window.
Kristen is going to have like the biggest fucking fan club. And he says kind of in his talking head at the end, he's like, I feel like an asshole. I still love her.
I'm so sorry for your fragile feelings,
like,
honey.
If things were going better, we could have made it work. And I went, things were going fine. You just didn't want to be with her.
He
talking out both sides of your mouth.
He brought her here. He brought her to America to break up with her.
Yeah.
We said that. And I said that in episode 2. That this was a preemptive breakup. Because he got scared.
It got real.
It just took him about 8 months to do it.
It's kind of like Amanda and Razvan, where suddenly she went over there and she went, oh, this is real now. Like, this is an actual person, not just a blonde fembot that I'm in love with.
Yeah. Yeah. We can throw this guy on the pile.
I mean, sadly, he's
got
not
another
even,
one, Larry.
He's not really that bad in comparison to like other, because this is just what guys do. This is normal.
Garden variety.
Yeah.
And it upsets me that you think you have, you think you, when you do a show like this, you find something special that separates them from the rest of the D-bags in this world. Nope.
No.
That's what this guy is. It's like Pred. Pred is just like every other horrible, horrible narcissistic man. He just looks different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the show, everybody. That's it.
It's a real upper today.
It's a real upper. But no, this is a good season of Toast. So
I would love to just get in the room with this guy and tell him what a complete and utter louse he is.
I would do that too, right after he had sex with me.
Oh, come on. You can't still want it. You can't want it anymore.
I mean, he's still cute. He's got those pretty smile.
He is a horrible human being.
Horrible, but we could still fuck. And then afterwards I could say, I'm not going to do this anymore.
God. You need to love yourself more.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Boodle?
Yes.
So I just got right to it.
You just got right into it.
Yeah.
And if you have ever spotted Cobra Commander on the streets of Istanbul, and you need to show him your body because you know he's gay and he appreciates a good body. You call us.
Call us! Call us! Call us! Call us! Call us!